All right, Rick is still here. Rick is the executive director with Mosaic. If you missed the last segment, we kind of chatted about what the heck Mosaic is, what they're all about. So just jump online and listen to that podcast if you missed that first entire segment. In a nutshell, really quickly, Rick, Mosaic is?
It's a place of hope and opportunity. We create opportunities for what we call steps to greatness for further work, life, and education.
Yes, and chances are you've probably heard about Mosaic. If you have not, again, listen to what we just chatted about, or is there a website we can go and check out?
Yep, www.mosaicccda.com.
Okay, and the reason you're here today is because you guys are making a move.
We are.
Tell me again how the move happened and why you have to move.
So we like to say that Mosaic is on the move, and the reason we're on the move is a couple reasons. It actually has a double meaning for us. It means that we're physically moving, but it also means that we have a lot of people who are on the move into better opportunities. But we were leasing our facilities owned by Whirlpool, and they're in need of the facilities in the space.
Yep.
And so they came to us, promised us a year's notice, gave us a year's notice, so they've given us plenty of time to find places. We kind of anticipated that that was coming. You could sort of see that happening. And so we had started to look. And we took an opportunity as we were organically growing in terms of people coming to us and the impact that we were having. This all actually happened at a really good time. And so we started looking for other facilities, and we started a capital campaign because we wanted to own our facilities so that we didn't have to move.
Worry about it again, yeah.
Right. And so we had an opportunity first to purchase a restaurant that's on Main Street. Most people know it if I say it's the one with the giant food sign out in front. People know where that is on Main Street.
Well, here's what I'm hoping for. That's the one that we've had a lot of places go in and out.
That's the one.
You guys will take it over and it'll just be Mosaic forever. I'd have no doubt.
That's our plan.
Okay. So that's one of them.
Yep. So we've taken that space and really just kind of gutted it and redone it. So it's going to be a brand new space, brand new restaurant. We're excited. We have a back room that's there for catering and catering prep, but it's also been specifically designed to do culinary training.
Great.
And prep training. We're going to have a full kitchen and a functioning restaurant that does breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really exciting because we're going to expand our training opportunities.
Yes.
And we're partnering with organizations like Kinexus through the Bridge Academy to help train people in the culinary arts.
Now, I have Mosaic on Main written down.
That's the name of the restaurant.
Love
Mosaic
it.
On Main. And we're hoping to open towards the end of this month.
Yay.
So we'll be publicizing our grand opening. There'll be a ribbon cutting, and we're hoping to get everybody excited to come out and see the new space and
come and eat.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the menu going to be like?
It's going to be an expanded menu from what we had before.
Great it's sandwiches.
And you know, it's funny. We did everything in that cafe with a toaster oven and a couple microwaves and an oven.
Love it.
Yeah,
and now just think of what else people are going to be able to learn.
So we're going to have, you know, we had a chef come to town one day and just walk into Mosaic for a cup of coffee, and I struck up a conversation. He's now going to be running our restaurant.
Love it.
And he's been a chef for 25 years, and we're excited. He's going to be running the restaurant. Expanded menu items. We're looking at some standard fare with a little bit of soul infusion, and we're really excited about it. It's going to have a bar you can sit at to eat. It's got table seating. We've got some laptop bars, free Wi-Fi, great place to hang out.
Do you know what the hours are going to be like?
It's going to be 7 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon when we open.
Great.
And then we're hoping to, if the market demands it, we're hoping to expand into some dinner service eventually.
Oh, great.
Too.
This is really cool, and I love the way that you approached it before we started recording was you guys are kind of looking at it as towards a way to grow, and just looking at everything that people are going to be able to learn. I mean, think of all the restaurants that are here locally that might need help. Then this can be like the next step of, I've worked in a kitchen. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to put on my resume, and I was at Mosaic as well.
That's exactly right, and that's the opportunity. And we know from, you know, interfacing with the community and restaurant owners and hospitality people that there's a need.
So
we're going to fill that need.
Good. So that leading me to my next question here is, do you actually work with a lot of different businesses? You did say Kinexus, just to kind of like let them know who you are, what you do, and you have those connections just to know who is looking at any given time when someone is ready to move on?
Yeah. One of the things that I've spent a lot of my time on in my 2 years, little plus, at Mosaic is because I had a lot of connections from some of my previous work in manufacturing and so on. So I spend a lot of time, I'm a relationship guy, you know, so I like to generate relationships, partnerships. That's my thing. Mm-hmm. And so I've spoken at all the service clubs, and anyone who will let me talk, I'll talk about what we're doing, because we need employers who are ready to give some people a chance.
Yeah.
And we have some people who call us regularly. They've had such success with our people that they call us all the time.
Good.
And so we regularly supply people to certain manufacturers.
And that's got to be nice to hear, too.
It's awesome.
So that is one of the buildings.
Yep.
There's another one, right?
Yep. So we still have the resale store to move.
Yep.
We have our administrative offices to move, and we also have to find a location for our lawn care and snow plowing business.
So,
we recently closed on the old Benton Harbor Bank building. Cornerstone Alliance was in it previously at 38 West Wall Street. We're super, super excited about that because we're a little bit farther into the city, which is going to be more convenient for the people that we're working with.
Okay.
We also see ourselves as a bit of a bridge builder, so we want people to come and shop. We want people to come down there for City Center Park, down in the Arts District, eat at our restaurant.
It's beautiful down there.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. The first floor of that building will be reconfigured as the resale store.
Awesome.
The second floor will be our administrative offices and all of our Jobs for Life classrooms now. Mm-hmm. Currently, we hold class in some rooms at Connexus across the street from our current location.
Okay.
But we're going to have our own classrooms now, and we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And there's a basement, which is going to allow us to do a lot of the work that we need to do with sorting donations and stuff. And so, we're really excited. It's really well suited for us.
Now, I'm just making all these correlations here, having you here and chatting. Before we also recorded, we kind of started talking about, a girl that you had that was wanting to be in retail. And I'm just putting all these connections together as, that gives someone the opportunity to learn that side of things, too. It's just really a great concept, what you guys do.
If you look at it, the way I like to explain it, the retail store, there's a level of a degree of difficulty, and that's merchandising, point of sale, customer service, customer facing. The restaurant involves, it's a little bit of a step up. So now you got point of sale, customer service, but now you also have process because if I make you a meal. Mm-hmm. And you like it, you want to come back again and get that same meal. So you have to prepare it the same way, and there are processes in place, standard operating procedures and things like that. So we teach all that.
The things that you would do on a day-to-day basis at work.
Exactly. And then we have Harbor Shine, lawn care and snow plowing. Now, if you're going to go to someone's, $300,000 home and mow their grass and you want to stripe it beautifully, they have to learn that, and
have to be ready when there's a conflict that comes up
too. That's right, and you got to remember that we're running all these businesses with constant turnover because as they progress and learn, we're moving them. So we're taking our good employees and moving them on.
Yeah,
where most businesses keep their good employees, and so my managers are running, not highly profitable businesses,
but successful.
So we're excited about all these growth opportunities.
And it's so cool to hear the story too, of how much you guys have grown since where you started to where you are now, and now we're growing to bigger places. And obviously, the community, you listening, can help out by simply going to the restaurant when it opens.
Absolutely.
Going to the store when it opens. Utilizing, the lawn care service. Also, volunteering. Can we talk about that quickly?
Sure. There are a lot of opportunities, both regular opportunities as well as, periodic opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs for Life, a very important component is mentorship. And we have a pool of volunteers to mentor with the students. And that's an interesting thing, because you mentioned some anxiety a little bit earlier. People like, what do I do? What do I say? And it really is just be there every time you're supposed to meet.
Yeah.
So they have someone they can count on and that's regular and is interested in them and just converse and just get to know them. And so we always need mentors, always.
What kind? I guess, how can we learn more about who might be needed and what we might be able to teach?
We need male and female mentors because we match, female participants with female mentors and so on. And it's really, there's not a lot of specialized training.
Mm-hmm.
Our mentors, a lot of times they'll say they end up sometimes learning more than the mentees do because they get to know some things. And you learn a lot of things about some of the folks that you deal with that you might not have understood or thought about before. And so it's not a lot of specialized training. It's just somebody who has a willingness to volunteer and a kind heart that wants to be there for somebody and support them and encourage them.
You can also kind of look at this as like when you go and meet your, you know, your coworkers on the first week of the job, I guess. You know, you're meeting someone new, you're getting to know who they are, and you get to know them a little bit more personally. And that's just another way that the system, I think, continuously works all the way around at any aspect or any angle that you look at it.
Yeah, we do provide a little bit of training and some upfront training for the mentors. And all we really ask is 1 hour a week, at least through the 6 weeks of class.
Great.
We encourage them to stay for a little bit longer and as they start their work experience. And we've had mentors that stay with people even when they work outside.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, and the one guy I told you about that was 10 years in prison, he got out. His mentor worked with him. When he celebrated his free day, he was very anxious because he hadn't been free in 12 years. And he didn't know how that was going to feel and if he could administrate that. And his mentor walked through him. We walked through that with him. We got him through that. His mentor showed up on his free day with a fishing pole, a net, and a tackle box with lures because this gentleman's first desire was to go fishing.
Love it.
And so the mentor played a big role in encouraging him and getting him through that. And he was an exemplary probationer, and he's doing really well.
I love it. And so those are the stories that like motivate you to want to actually go and help.
Absolutely.
So volunteer, I guess, just learn more about them. Check out the new spaces once they're open later this month. And of course, Rick, we can always just follow what you do by visiting
mosaicccda.com.
Okay. I'm sure we could call. I'm sure if someone called you, you'd be more than willing to tell them anything you needed to know.
I'm always available to talk about it. I'm very passionate, as you can tell.
Yes, I love it.
Because when you do what we do and you see these lives transformed, you can't help but be passionate about what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming to chat with me today, Rick.
My pleasure.